hitting the road to help their local communities and promote the diverse uses of soybeans. The farmer-led grassroots board is donating a set of soy-based tires, Goodyear's Eagle Enforcer, to the Yellow Medicine County Sheriff's Department. Farmers are giving thanks to first responders and helping improve farmer profitability. It's a win-win. This message brought to you by the Yellow Medicine County Corn and Soybean Growers.
It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, via the telephone this morning. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good, despite being remotely
located. Yeah. Yeah, well, you got a little bug going around. We didn't want to breathe on you today, so we just thought we'd use the phone to stay safe. So,
I studied Korean as a second language while in the military, and I don't remember much of it, but I do remember this phrase. And it applies to when people are feeling sick. It's called Kamgi Kaliji Maseo.
Yeah. I have no idea what that would be.
It's Korean for don't catch cold.
There you go. So that's what we're trying to avoid today. All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Kenneth Eugene Carpenter. Ken was born on November 26, 1919 in Bellingham. Passed away on November 4th, 2004, in Ortonville, just shy of his 85th birthday. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 7th, 1941, and was honorably discharged 4 years later on November 10th, 1945, at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was a construction foreman, combat engineer with Company A of the 151st Engineer Battalion. Spent 3 years, 4 months, and 28 days out of his 4 years and 3 days of military service, spent more than three quarters of that overseas in Alaska and Europe. So he served in both the Pacific and the European theater of operations. Participated in the Battle of the Aleutian Islands. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the American Defense Ribbon, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Ribbon, the Good Conduct Medal, 6 overseas service bars. He was just shy of getting 7. And a lapel button. So we thank you, Kenneth, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. And big salute to our veterans out there.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
Well, let's see. I lost track of my notes here. What are we talking about today for our topic, Josh?
VA is making strides to provide practical resources for transitioning service members.
All right.
Press release came out on September 23rd discussing how VA is partnering with community organizations to better help transitioning service members. And it reminded me that, the Madison VFW is doing their own little initiative in welcoming new service members back home, spearheaded by Chris Shelstead, actually. She came up with this idea, and she's running with it. But the Department of Veterans Affairs wants to ensure service members exiting the military have appropriate resources needed to transition back into civilian life. To improve the experience and outcomes of service members transitioning, VA has new initiatives, partnerships, and training opportunities. It was launched this month in September, called the Veteran Sponsor Partnership Network, or VSPN, which enables regional non-monetary partnerships with community organizations to help transitioning service members and their families access VA services and community resources such as employment opportunities, education benefits, and housing assistance. VSPN initiative supports an evidence-based and collaborative approach with community partnerships that helps VA meet its strategic priorities and deliver the support and services our veterans deserve. Like VSPN, along with partnerships with the Veterans Health Administration, with organizations such as the nonprofit ETS sponsorship program, help transitioning service members integrate into post-military community of their choice. This links them with local sponsors who are trained to help service members find and access local resources, build relationships and resiliency, and help them through the transition process. And no transition would be complete without a separated service member meeting with their county veteran service officer. A little plug for myself here.
All right, that's good. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to promote yourself once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, put your own horn once in a while. ETS SP developed a coordinated and cohesive approach to enable local community partners across the country. Community support for each new veteran has been shown to be a leading factor in successful transition. Veterans tend to find each other, whether it be in a crowd or whatever. You know, we can spot another one. Research shows engaging in VA healthcare with community-based interventions and sponsorship programs can help veterans achieve better outcomes across many social determinants of health, experience less difficulty when transitioning back into civilian communities, and reduce risk factors related to veterans' deaths by suicide. VA's efforts to help transitioning service members seems to be working. Let's see. First of the VBA's multi-year 2020 post-separation TAP assessment outcome study report shows most veterans find the department's Transition Assistance Program, or TAP, VA benefits briefings useful. Studies cross-sectional longitudinal surveys is designed to determine the effectiveness of TAP on transitioning service members. When a service member is separated from their military service, they got to go to all these, it's called out processing. They got to go to all these meetings, they got to go to all these places, and it ain't fun. It ain't fun. You get a lot of information thrown at you, and it can seem mundane, it can seem boring. But in hindsight, it really helps.
Useful, right? Yes.
Yes.
That's speaking a chance to soak it all in.
Yes, I'm speaking from experience here. I've had some people, shoot me an email or say, hey, my brother's getting out of the service here in a few months. Here's his email address. Could you reach out to him? And I've done that, and I've created, it's created excellent rapports, and it's, helped them with the transition process, hooking them up with local resources or explaining benefits a little bit better, more detail in a one-on-one setting than, going to this giant conference center and, hearing a briefing.
Great.
Quite beneficial as a help explaining how to access VA benefits, VA healthcare, and preparing for economic challenges after leaving the military, to include finding employment and affordable and safe housing. Most respondents say they adjusted well to the civilian life after separation. 70% said that, and are making progress toward their post-military goals. 73% have said that. Most are employed full-time, permanent positions. The survey results said many veterans found transition challenging, with an array of causes, including nostalgia for the camaraderie and teamwork they experienced in the military. That's where organizations like VFWs, American Legions, things like that, it's a place for veterans to get together and collaborate and do good things as a group.
Right.
Sounds they good. Also found 40% of respondents pursued education or training after separation, which is also a good thing. Each year, about 200,000 service members transition from the military to civilian life through TAP, VA, and the Department of Defense and Labor conduct classes that provide information, resources, and tools to help ease this transition. That's part of that out processing that I was telling you about. It's long days of hearing lectures and maybe a PowerPoint or presentation or a dozen.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I've been to a few of those.
Yeah. Yeah, more information on this, it'll be in the Western Garden, the Dawson Sentinel this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number handy?
I got it handy in my head. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. Or you can contact my office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level as you like to call it.
Right.
I have a much larger private office now, so it's easier for those with mobility concerns or a group of people to meet with me.
All right, so stop down and see you, right?
Yeah, come on down when you're feeling better, of course.
That's right. All right.
When you're feeling better.
All right, Josh, we appreciate the info this morning on Vets Info, and we'll chat again hopefully in person next Monday.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
You have a great week.
You Bye. Too. Bye.
Josh Benegal, Ackbaro Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbaro County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Madison Healthcare Services, located in the western Minnesota prairie filled with wildlife farming in the scenic Minnesota River Valley. Madison Healthcare Services, a rural healthcare complex offering a wide variety of services for people of all ages. Their healthcare campus includes a 56-bed skilled nursing facility, a 12-bed critical access hospital, outreach specialty services, home care services, fully staffed medical clinic, secure 36-unit independent living apartment building, and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapies. Madison Healthcare Services is all your healthcare needs in one convenient location. Their vision, to provide healthcare services that exceed your expectations. Madison Healthcare Services, information online at mhsmn.org.
Hi, Jim Guestwine here. Always a great selection of quality used vehicles here at Guestwine Motors. 12,000 miles on a 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4, 22,000 miles on a 19 Jeep Cherokee Limited 4x4, and a 2018 Grand Cherokee Limited 27,000 miles. Check out the Ram truck inventory in the new vehicle department here at Guestwine Motors. 0% financing for 72 months. Available to you. The price will be right in the vehicle.